This atrocity known as representative government is coming to an end, which is not to say that people shouldn't be represented, because if you're a Christian and you live in Christendom, you have the greatest advocate of all. You have Christ the King. You have the communion of saints. You have men and women who are working to become saints and are keeping the affairs in order. This is, why is it, here, I have a question. Why isn't this big news? The only reason I even know about it is because, again, Daniel Miller, president of the TNM, by the way, and preparing for the move to Walsingham West. Are any of you ever going to like go to Walsingham West and follow the kind of the teaser that I have out there about the new, that we're actually building our little slice of the new Christendom, and we're doing it, we're going to do it without usury? Are any of you actually ever going to go there and check it out? Maybe, I don't know, pick up a sticker for $50. Mr. Randy Mundy did. I think he's the only one that owns one. Oh, did Jacqueline? Maggie just said Jacqueline. It's you're not listening to Fiorella. Jacqueline. Or whatever the iteration is. In any event. And Tracy Stoller. Hey, thank you. I didn't even know that. You know, I didn't even check my... What do I know about Tracy? I know about Tracy. There's sort of three people have said, hey, this Walsingham West thing, this is the future. I'm with you, T. Katie. Three. That's okay. We only need 12. The Republican Party of Texas held its convention over the last week, and the Texas issue took center stage with resolutions feeding into the state convention from county and Senate district conventions all over Texas in March. The debate on Texas seemed inevitable. While there was some discussion on the issue in the committees leading up to the official opening of the convention, the sentiment of the majority of the delegates was clear. Texans want to vote on Texas. You know what's interesting about this? Seriously, really, really double secret probation interesting? The European Union is still trying to undo Brexit. They actually proposed something in the European Union Parliament yesterday. Did I say urine? I just kind of slipped out. In the European Parliament yesterday, they would basically hold an olive branch out, supposed an olive branch. It's a bribe to the Brits to say, look, we understand at once how you as the stakeholders in the Great Britain, how you once wanted to leave the European Union, but now you've seen the folly of the ways. We will, for the small price of £4 trillion, take you back into the Union so the Great Reset can continue. Once you will then be part of the great European Union again. They actually did this. Now, the people of the UK, Fiorella notwithstanding, because she was anti-Brexit, continue to speak that, look, this is not a problem of our vote to get the hell out of the sadistic, Malachian, Illuminati-run union of yours. Now you've been conspiring to try and starve us to death. And it's not going to work. Back to what's happening in Texas. This, and at the GOP convention this week, last week, this sentiment was evident at the convention as volunteers in the Texas Nationalist Movement had thousands of interactions over the week-long process with concerns about the border, federal overreach, the economy, much more dominating the conversations. When delegates were asked if they would vote to join the union today, not a single one said yes. You remember, I used to ask this question on the old station in the old country when I used to be someone. If your state were given the opportunity and you were not in the Federal Union of States, would you vote to join the union? And every time I'd ask the question, the answer would come back the exact same. Not no, but hell no. Not no, but I don't want to. We couldn't find anyone. Now, there'd be the occasional person, you're not thinking that secession true. And as I've always said, secession is a political question. It's not. Some people try to tie it up and make it a moral one. It's not a moral question. I mean, it does have moral components to it. It's a political question. Secession comes from the Latin secedere, which means to withdraw. Simple as that. Nancy Brady, who moonlights as Cuzzy in the chat room. Cuzzy, what's that? I've outed her before. Cuzzy ain't in there today, but Cuzzy sent me a video from Patriot Nurse. Said, I just discovered Patriot Nurse. What do you think about her? Is she okay? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Patriot Nurse has endorsed my movie before. She did a whole video on top three movies about the Independence Day and the American Revolution. I was number one. She likes The Road to Independence, the movie, the best. And I told Cuzzy, the video that she sent was that everything is disintegrating in front of your eyes. This is really happening this time, no joke. And I told Cuzzy, I said, look, Patriot Nurse is a good lady as far as I can tell. She's a good historian. She knows her stuff. Is anything that she said in that video objectionable or wrong? No, it's not. But like so many of those Lou Rockwell types, and I don't even know that Lou thinks like this any longer, or Tom Woods types, they're all correct on the history. They make ostentatious statements and arguments and you know, get your blood boiling and make you think, yeah! But it's all a reset of 1776. They just want to go back to July the 1st. And before the Declaration is written, they want to add some new clauses to it and give the whole damn thing another go. It's not going to work this time either. It's never going to work. It's all, this is like, what's the, this is a paradox. How many of you remember the last episode of Star Trek The Next Generation? The very last one. The last one they did as a series, TV series. I believe it was called, if memory serves, something to the effect of All Good Things. All Good Things Must End, right? What was the scenario that they were under, that they were bedeviled by? Do you remember, Maggie? You were a big TNG fan, the last episode. Q was playing a trick on them. And they kept reliving the same 5 minutes over and over again. And slowly, one of them would be given just a little bit of memory gift to remember that, wait a minute, we tried this last time. It turns out the exact same. No matter which lever we push, no matter which person we try to beam somewhere, it keeps turning out the same. It's a paradox. And it wasn't until I think it was Riker that figured out that it was the amount, it was the buttons on Picard's tunic that made him remember that Picard was giving the wrong order. And he stopped. In any event, but they just rinse and repeat. They keep going in a time loop. That's what this will do. That doesn't mean that Patriot Nurse is bad or I dislike her. She's a bad person. It just means, look, they are obsessed and addicted to the idea that man trumps God, that we don't need God. Again, it's not an accusation against the Patriot Nurse lady. I like her. Her history is correct. But all of them think the same way. Somehow man can do this and doesn't need God. That's just wrong. And I have to tell you again and again and again, it's wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong. So if you're going to cheer, secede, secede, secede in the chat room, understand if they do, if the it's just a rinse and repeat, the end is inevitable, and it's the same. Back to the TNM, Texas Nationalist Movement, Texit is going, is the position of the Texas GOP now. The sentiment was so strong that it manifested in a demand for a Texit vote in, not one, but two planks on the official GOP platform now. The two planks read as follows. Number 33, state sovereignty. Pursuant to Article 1, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, the federal government has impaired our right of local self-government. Therefore, federally mandated legislation that infringes upon the 10th Amendment of 10th Amendment rights of Texas should be ignored, opposed, refused, and nullified. Texas retains the right to secede from the United States, and the Texas legislature should be called upon to pass a referendum consistent thereto. There it is. There it is. Article 224, Texas independence. We urge the Texas legislature to pass a bill in its next session requiring a referendum in the 2023 general election for the people of Texas to determine whether or not the state of Texas should reassert its status as an independent nation. Close quote. Well, and then Miller says that while we are aware that nothing forces elected officials to respect the decision of the Republican delegates, this only increases the pressure for them to get on the Texit train and at a minimum put the question to the people of Texas. My question is this. What do they in Texas think that they have to lose? You're going to lose your protection of the Biden regime. You're going to lose the Navy. Do you know what the Navy just did during Pride Month? You don't even want me to tell you. Maggie's giving you a through the four panes of glass Maggie minute saying the Biden regime is not protecting them now. Texas has been ground zero for a battle that has primarily not been fought. That battle is whether or not Texans and other and people of other states get to determine who is an alien friend and who is an alien enemy. And under alien friend, alien enemy, this was good all the way up until the First World War, and it still should be good today. Under what was understood by all the sovereignties, nations, kingdoms, whatever you wish to call them of the world, Emmerich Vittel's The Law of Nations, alien friends were understood as being those peoples that are who owe allegiance. Here's how you ask, here, Patriot Nurse fans, let me, something she left out, I'll just explain something to you. How do you determine someone's citizenship and someone's proper obedience to just laws, under just laws?